This is Dr. Ali dictating history physical. Patient named Thomas, THOMAS, Connie, CUNNIE. Date of birth 3/9/1962. Place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of service 7/19/2023. His initial comprehensive history and physical and evaluation for the patient. Admitted to subacute rehab. History of present illness. This is a 61-year-old female. She was admitted to MedStar Hospital. Patient has progressive thoracic spine pain. She has imaging studies done that showed spondylosis, wedge deformity of the lower thoracic vertebra with a severe disc degeneration and reactive sclerosis. Patient tried non-operative treatment but failed.
So I just talked to her, so they didn't do a venous stopper, but they are not going to do a venous.
Subsequently, patient and the surgeon decided patient will benefit from the surgery. Patient underwent thoracic T to thoracic 12 laminectomy, fusion and fixation on July 14, 2023.
I don't think we have a shoe that will disturb the patient. Right, because it's right there on the lateral side of the heel. So I think the right one, she's okay for the left one. Maybe I should. Was complaining of paraspinal muscle spasm.
She's
going to
be able to support all of her body.
I don't think she's going to be able to do that. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Initially, she had a hemovac drain and Foley catheter placed, but they were removed. Postoperatively, she was seen by physical therapy. They recommended subacute rehab. A patient was sent here. Today, when I saw the patient, she's complaining of pain, especially when she went to therapy. She said pain was getting worse. And she's asking if we can increase her pain medication. Patient has no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no cough, no congestion, no fever. Past medical history. Number one, hypertension. Number two, GERD. Number three, chronic disc disease. Number four, diabetes mellitus. Number five, hypothyroidism. Chronic back pain. Next line, social history. No smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. She works as a security officer. She's single, has no children. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, pain in the back with the muscle spasm. Genitourinary, no hematuria, endocrine, no polyuropathy, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Medications upon discharge. Norco, N-O-R-C-O, 5/325, one tablet every 6 hours. Next line, amlodipine 10 mg daily. Next line, vitamin C 500 mg, 2 tablet daily. Next line, aspirin 81 mg daily. Lipitor 40 mg daily. Coreg 12.5 mg, 2 tablet BID. Dacuset 100 mg BID. Vitamin D 50,000 units weekly. Gabapentin 100 mg, 2 capsule twice a day. Heparin 5,000 units subcutaneous Q12 hour. Saline scale coverage. With insulin, isosorbid mononitrite, 60 mg daily, levocetirizine, L-E-V-O-C-E-T-R-I-Z-N-E, 5 mg QPM, levothyroxine, 112 mcg daily, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And she take levothyroxine, 125 mcg, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Methocarbamol, 500 mg, TID-PRN for muscle spasm. Naproxen 375 mg BID, nitroglycerin 0.4 mg sublingual PRN every 5 minutes, not more than 3 tablets at a time. Omega 3 fish oil 1 daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, Telmisartan TELMISARTN 80 mg daily. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, blood pressure 136 over 76, pulse 81, temperature 8.4, respiration 18, pulse ox 99%, blood sugar earlier was 389, head pneumophilic, eyes anecdotic, no urinary discharge, throat clear, neck supple, nasivity, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2, upper back, surgical site, no redness, no swelling, steri-steps in place, patient seen with the wound nurse in the room, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels on positive, no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, trace edema, no calf tenderness, neurosis is awake, alert, oriented M3. Gait not tested, patient lying in the bed. Assessment, patient is admitted. Status post. Thoracic spine surgery. Thoracic 8 to thoracic 12 laminectomy. Fusion and fixation. Next line, advance. Spondylosis of thoracic spine with wedge deformity of the lower thoracic vertebra and disc degeneration. Next line hypertension, next line diabetes mellitus, next line hypothyroidism. Next line pain secondary to recent surgery. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. PTOT, because patient after the therapy she is having more pain, I will change her narco to one tablet every 4 hour PRN, and we can give her gabapentin 200 mg 3 times a day. Care plan discuss the nursing staff. Next line, cord status discuss the patient. Patient wants to be full cord. Dialysis yes, blood transfusion yes, G-tube yes. Hospital transfer if medically indicated, yes. New most form was signed by me. Full court.